Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to start up an unemployment claim.
Okay. Can I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 421-41-4361.
Okay, 421-41-4361.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your first and last name?
Serena Bogan.
Date of birth?
10/06/93.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bogan.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, and we have to ask these questions for your safety and security reasons. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right, what is the highest grade you completed in school? What grade did you complete in high school?
Oh, I graduated.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one will you prefer?
A direct deposit.
All right. Checking and savings?
Checking.
Can I have your round number?
My round number is 062-062-0000.
It's 4 zeros?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
80.
80. Okay. And can I have your bank account number?
217.
217.
222.
222.
64.
64.
39.
39. Okay. So I have 217, 32, 64, 39. Is that correct?
Yeah. You said three twos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Can you verify your address for me, Ms. Bogan?
My address is going to be, I've moved, so it's going to be 468 St. Mary Street.
468 St. Mary Street?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your city and state and zip code?
Gordon, Alabama.
You said Gordon, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. 36343.
And you said 36343?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can you provide your telephone number for me?
334.
Mm-hmm.
362.
Mm-hmm.
3273.
All right. 334, 362, 3273. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your address as 468 St. Mary Street, Gordon, Alabama, 36343. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Say that one more time.
TRA certification. Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that. What is that?
Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. It's. It's basically like, have you been unemployed for a foreign or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you worked since the last day you filed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state with the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Did you work in another state that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
All right. And what was the last day you worked, Ms.?
The 10th.
Of this month?
Yes.
All right. So that's February the 10th of 2020. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been mentally physically, yes.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say that one more time for me.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Corporate. No.
All right. Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Like, have you worked for the union before?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title / description?
I was a front of house trainer server.
So you was a, can you say that again? I'm sorry.
A front of house server trainer.
Okay, so you was a frontal house?
Front of house.
I'm sorry. Front of house server trainer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you like conduct training and develop programs for employees?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your last employer was Love's Travel Stops?
Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, Texas Roadhouse. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. And can you, do you mind providing me that phone number?
For
Texas Roadhouse?
Don't mind it, It's 334.
Mm-hmm.
792.
792.
5826.
5826. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have 334, 792, 5826. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what was your start date?
I started at Texas Roadhouse. Like around August. Like around the first week of August, I think.
So August the 21st of last year.
Yeah. Hold on. It was July. It was actually July.
Okay. So 07/21st.
27.
07/27 of last year.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you said your last day was the 10th of this year, of February?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And the city and state?
Dothan, Alabama.
All right. Dothan, Alabama.
Well, I started in Pelham and transferred to Dothan, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Mm-mm.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employee?
Mm-mm.
Is this your separated employee?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you no longer working? So did you get laid off or did they fire you or?
They fired me.
Okay, so you was discharged.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me the specific reason why you are no longer working?
Supposed to have 3 tables, only was given 2. Told them I wasn't, I don't do 2 tables. Sent me home for the day.
So basically, it was unsatisfactory work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what was and who is the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Jake Lamar.
Can you just give me the first name?
Jake.
You said Jake?
Yeah, Jake, like Jake from State Farm.
Okay. I said, can you spell that for me? I said Jack. I'm so sorry.
And managing partner.
Okay, can you spell his first name for me?
J-A-K-E.
And you said he's a HR manager?
He's a managing partner.
Okay, so he's a manager.
Yeah, like the owner operates that deal.
Okay. And your date of discharge was February the 10th, 2000.
The day of discharge was today.
Okay, it was today, the 14th, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's anything though.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I guess the incident that happened Saturday.
You want to explain the incident?
The incident?
Uh-huh, like, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? Like, explain to me what caused it.
The unsatisfactory thing, that's what happened.
Okay. You was told to do two tables and you didn't want to?
The thing is, the company policy is for us to have three tables.
Mm-hmm.
I come in, I only have two tables, and I was told that everybody's going to have two tables, but there were people that had three tables. And so, on the company policy, I'm supposed to have three tables. That's not the policy that was given to me. Was nothing talked to us before. So, I can't work with two tables. And he said we can have that, so he let me go today. And that was the only issue.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, so you said you was told that you was going to have two tables, but under the policy, it's supposed to be three tables. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you didn't want two tables, and he sent you home.
Mhm. It wasn't the fact that I didn't want two tables. I wouldn't mind taking two tables. It's just the managers.
Mhm.
They're somewhat incompetent or whatnot, because it's a Valentine's Day weekend as a server.
Mhm.
But all in all.
And I'm putting in exactly how you said it, because we have to do that just to make, you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges, like, basically, did you commit a crime or something with the employer or something like that?
No crime.
Okay. Any prior warning for same or similar act?
No.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
They didn't let me do anything. I got bad news yesterday. My stepmom ended up, you know, getting diagnosed with cancer. And then
yes,
I come
ma'am.
In today, he didn't let me talk. All he did say was I was emotional and that I was still upset and that he's not anymore and he's being professional. And that we can't have what we had, and he had to let me go. That's all he said. He didn't give me a chance to talk, because I would have apologized, and I would have said that I could have handled the situation a whole lot better. But I can't accept the consequences of, you know, whatever happens. But he never gave me the opportunity to say anything.
Give me 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, so they didn't let you do anything. He didn't let you talk. He just said that you were sad, and he was going to let you go. Is that correct?
He was saying that I was being emotional and I was hyper upset, and that now that he is not upset or busy, that it's just business and he can't have that. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I did put emotional, but I was trying to abbreviate it so I can be able to stick the other words in, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Miss Ms. Bogan, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm going to give you a temporary pen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's going to be 6193.
Okay.
It's always the last two of your birth year and the last two of your Social Security number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This thing just kicked me out. Oh my. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
It literally just kicked me out again. I'm sorry. This computer been doing this all day.
I completely understand. That's why I ended up having to call myself.
Okay. Do you mind providing your Social Security number for me again? I'm so sorry.
I don't mind. It's 421.
Mm-hmm.
414361.
Okay, 421-4136.
4361.
Okay, so it's 421-414361.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. My computer is acting up like literally. Can you pronounce that for me again?
Of do what, the Social Security number, my name, or?
Your Social Security number, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. It's 421.
Mm-hmm.
41.
Mm-hmm.
4361.
Because my computer keeps jumping off, like, literally when we was almost finished, it kind of, like, jumped off of the screen. Now I have to start all the way back over. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Whew. I am so sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Mama, I have nothing else to do today.
I know. I just don't be like in the whole, you know what I'm saying.
I got you. At least you're trying to, you know, get everything situated.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, see, now it's asking for these randomly generated questions again, and I don't want you to go through all that again. Okay, it's just basically saying, what color is your 2008 Toyota? Beige, blue, green, or white? Or I have never been associated with this vehicle.
Never been associated.
Which of the following cities have you attended college? Auburn, Livingston, Marine, or Summerton, or none of the above?
Is it just regular Auburn or Auburn University in Montgomery?
So it's Auburn?
Oh, none of them.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1018 Eagleview Drive, 104 Land Street, 1212 12th Place, 122 Stone Haven Way, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
1018.
Okay. My computer has been acting slow all day. I don't know what's going on with the system. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Georgiana, Madison, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Georgiana.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have ever been associated with? Advising Council, Auburn University, Fabrics World, Firestone Industrial, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Alright. Okay. So your last day of work was the 10th of 2022, is that correct? I'm just making sure that everything is still how it is in the computer because it just literally jumped me off.
I can understand, Mama.
Okay. Okay. I have to go all the way back. All right. All right. Okay, Ms. Bogan, I'm so sorry about that. Now I'm going to read you everything that you need to know.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Again, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Alabama is fully spelled out. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Again, www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Again, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Again, 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Bogan, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, not about the unemployment. How do I do that? Get the information on the TRA thing?
Ma'am?
I'm good on the unemployment. I understand everything. But how do I get that TRA thing started or get the information on that?
You will have to schedule an appointment with that inquiry line that I just said, and they will let you know what to do on that next.
Okay, and that's the 4524 number?
No, that's the 3614. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else I can assist you with today?
That'll be all for today.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Competition Call Center. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Do the same.
Mm-hmm.